This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Health officials say thousands of people have fled Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. But hundreds of patients, including babies, remained inside. The EU's Joseph Borrell has called for immediate humanitarian pauses.
It's in order to face the dire situation of the people in Gaza.
Israel says the hospital sits atop tunnels housing a headquarters for Hamas fighters, who they blame for its plight, using patients as shields. Hamas has denied this. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. United Nations workers observed a moment of silence on Monday to honor the aid workers killed in Gaza since the war began last month, UN flags flying half-mast.
Over the last month, 101 of our colleagues have lost their lives in Gaza. This is the highest number of aid workers killed in the history of our organization in such a short time.
That is Tatiana Valovava, the director of the United Nations in Geneva. Romania has opened an F-16 pilot training hub for Ukrainian pilots. Dutch Defense Minister Kaja Ollegren.
They have to have trained pilots. They have to know how to do the maintenance, which means they have to have maintenance personnel. They have to have the infrastructure in place. And we also have to coordinate this with our partner, also, of course, with the United States, because it's an American capability.
There is no timetable yet for the F-16s to go into service in the Ukraine-Russian war. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden set to leave for San Francisco and the APEC summit, but before he does, VOA's Alexis Strope reports he'll be hosting President Joko Widodo of Indonesia.
Indonesia is a key player in Southeast Asia, and it's the world's third largest democracy after India and the United States. However, the Middle East will also be on the agenda. Widodo will be arriving in the U.S. after attending a summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where Muslim leaders denounced Israel's invasion and bombardment of Gaza. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
900 earthquakes hit southern Iceland on Monday, adding to the tens of thousands of earthquakes that have rattled the region in recent weeks, as the country braces for what could become a significant volcano.
I came just in the house and there was a huge earthquake, over 4. And like 2 minutes later, there was another one, maybe even bigger. And then a minute later, again. And it was like, what is happening?
Hans Verup, among the almost 4,000 people who were evacuated over the weekend, as authorities feared that molten rock would rise to the surface of the earth and hit a coastal town and a geothermal power station. Representatives from around the world, petrochemical companies, environmentalists, all gathered in Nairobi. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports they hope to draft a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution.
It's the third meeting in a series of an expected 5 on putting together an agreement to reduce world pollution created by plastics. The first 2 meetings were in Paris and Uruguay. Kenya is a global leader in fighting plastic pollution, and in 2017, the East African nation banned the manufacture, sale, and use of single-use plastic bags. Plastic is largely made from crude oil and natural gas, giving oil-producing countries and companies a large stake in any treaty. Norway and Rwanda are leading a high-ambition coalition of governments that want to end plastic pollution by 2040 by cutting production and limiting some chemicals used in making plastics. I'm Donna Warder.
Big news from the Dubai Air Show.
Emirates is placing an order for additional wide-body aircraft with Boeing worth $52 billion.
Yeah, that's $52 billion worth of airplanes, 90 Boeing 777s, 5 additional Dreamliners. Its sister carrier, the low-cost airline Fly Dubai, said it'd order another 30 787s. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.